Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. This next story is going to be shocking because it's about what men are willing to do to get sex.
Uh-oh.
Because we know men really don't care about sex that much. Mm-hmm. So there's a new study, and they asked guys, how do you use Instagram? And, well, the guys were like, yeah, I use it to get action.
Really?
Yeah, 1,000 people were surveyed, 1,000 dudes between the ages of 18 and 35, and they were asked to share their Instagram habits in this study, and plenty of guys are using it with the hopes of getting some action. And here's what they found. They found that 28% of these dudes use it to look for naughty pictures, videos, where, 7% said they've actually paid for those kind of pictures and videos.
Well, I remember I've heard an interview on the Spin Chicklets podcast. So even though it's a hockey podcast, they talked to a woman who does foot fetish pictures because, hockey and foot fetish all comes together. But apparently that was the thing. You had to pay. You had to, send her money. And then she would accept your friend request to go on her page. So you couldn't follow her unless you were on her page, unless you paid to be on her page.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so that's how you did it. You had to pay her. That's what people are doing. Yeah, some people have been. 7% of these folks said that's what they did. These are all dudes that were surveyed.
I never understand that because I feel like you could just go find it on a different page. You know what I mean? You don't need to go. Can you find someone else's foot pictures? Can you just do a hashtag feet are awesome?
Maybe there's something about that you're connected to her and know that she will give you better service.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could think of. It's just like watching the chat or the live feeds you can watch where she's on the keyboard and you can type in and go, hey,
chat rooms and stuff.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But where she's there and you can say, hey, do this. And she'll go, all right, I'll do that.
Yeah, the cam girl stuff.
Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah, the cam girl stuff.
Thanks, Rev.
Yeah,
no worries. Someone's very familiar with that.
Had to go to the expert.
Well, it's no different like the Snapchat premiums. Now you have a lot of girls are doing that. Hey, give me $50 and you get to see me do things.
Yeah. Well, the girl that we met in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the bartender, Sammy.
Yes.
Yeah, you had to pay money to see everything you wanted to see from Sammy.
I guess so.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody on this show did that, or maybe I do. And
I know it wasn't me, it out from there, kids.
Yeah, that's right. And it wasn't me.
Oh, yeah. Way to make it obvious, BJ.
Yeah, sorry. Well, there's
only three of us that went to Vegas.
Yeah, I didn't go. I'm out.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Whoops. If I want to look at boobs, I'll just look down my shirt.
Yeah, sorry
it wasn't
about
me.
That.
That's the same with me. If I want to look at boobs, I just take my shirt off.
Yeah, same. Hey, there you go.
Oh, wow. Look at the person that looking at you very...
Well, what happened?
You just dimed him out.
Accidentally?
I would hope it was accidentally.
Accidentally on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Look, alcohol makes people purchase things on an impulse that they probably wouldn't have done if they were sober.
Yeah, you're right.
That's where most of my adult toys came from.
Yeah, there you go.
Drunk purchases.
Well, I have to say, I thought it was the best purchase ever made. I didn't think it was a great purchase.
Well, since you've dined the guy out, I thought it was pretty funny the next day when we all got together at lunch and we find out that he purchased her private account.
Yeah.
And we're just like, what? You did what? He's like, I don't remember doing it, but apparently I have the email saying that I did.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
He's so red right now. It's fantastic. Yeah. I never thought we would dime him out for
this.
Dude,
I'm red for him.
Yeah.
I'm blushing for the poor guy.
Yeah. I thought we already dimed him out before.
No!
Oh,
spoiler alert!
And like, well, there's 20 of us that went to Vegas. No, there was just three of us, BJ.
Oh, forgot about
as
that, too.
As stated before.
Yeah. Whoops. Yep. Well, you'll have that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'll take a bullet. I'll say it was me.
How's that? Everybody forget everything leading up to this?
Yeah, it was me.
BJ.
How about that? You know what? I'm only because this person was trying to protect my interests.
Yeah.
It really was me. How's that? Did I make it better? No?
Mm.
No, I didn't make it better.
Hey, have a good afternoon.
Well, that's the story you need to tell. Just to tell that story, say BJ didn't want his wife to find out, so he threw me under the bus. How about that?
What if she hears all of this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, don't let her listen to this part of the show.
Tell her that you're hallucinating right now. Yeah. Know that this is actually happening.
Yeah. Am I hallucinating? It feels like it.
Your husband did not purchase pictures from a girl.
Oh, hold on. I got a great idea.
What is that?
All right, I'm going to come clean. He was drunk and didn't even know I had his phone, and I did it.
Yeah, that's delicious.
On his phone.
Did she listen?
Yeah.
She listen?
Oh, she does. All right, that's really good.
Even your daughter looks at you like, what the hell?
Whatever. I stole his phone, and I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sound then, more convincing, BJ.
I did it. Sorry about that.
The person says, who cares? He paid to see naked women who are smoking hot. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know, but you know, there are some people that don't like that. Here's the thing about
we liked it.
Yeah, we surely did. I have to tell you, by the way, from what I understand, it was relatively cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a dollar or something?
That's
like
what
that?
I yeah. That's
one
what I
whole
paid.
Dollar.
That's what I paid. One whole dollar on my buddy's phone. So he did not do it. I did. For a dollar.
See, nobody could get mad at that, because we've all done, like, I've played those stupid little phone games, and I refuse to pay money for them, but after you're trying to beat the level for, like, the 100th time, you're like, screw it, take my money, here's the dollar, you just use the fingerprint thing. Yeah, everyone's guilty of doing something like that.
He was just trying to get to the panties removed level, and he was having a tough time with it.
Yeah, that's all. That panties removed level is really, really hard.
Very difficult.
As it were. How about this, though? So 7% of these men say they use Instagram for dating, but then we've got the 4% of these men.
Okay.
That use Instagram for finding an escort. So that's they actually are finding some hookers online.
I thought Instagram was just where you put pictures of food and your animals.
Not anymore.
I'm clearly doing Instagram wrong.
Hot babes too, man.
That is true. There's definitely a lot of attractive chicks on Instagram.
I'm actually talking to a dude I met on Instagram right now.
So it's like it's a dating app, basically.
Kind of, yeah, because he started messaging me, and I'm like, all right, I'll talk to you.
I have to say, though, I do enjoy going on, like, if a chick posts a sexy picture on their Instagram page, I do enjoy reading the comments. Because I think people either don't care or forget that other people can read their comments.
Yeah.
And some of the comments are, like, the most...
Yeah.
I mean, I even get creeped out by them. And that's bad.
That's bad. If you're getting creeped out by somebody else's comment about a chick, like, yeah, that's bad.
You realize the rest of us just read what you would do to her in that situation.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
we didn't need to know that.
Yeah, we didn't need to know your habits, my friend. We don't need to know what you would like to do if you were in the throes of anything.
Oh, one person says, don't worry, I also have a one-month subscription to Sammy.
Oh.
How about that?
Yeah, that's where we got it.
Yeah.
A completely different person
from
that
texter.
Was not. Yeah, from the texter. We weren't in Vegas with anybody who did that. 12% of men actually have admitted, Vicky, that that's what they're doing. They are asking girls on dates from Instagram. And so has this person asked you on a date yet?
Yeah, a couple times. He's like, yeah, when we go on a date, very cocky about it.
Oh.
Wow. So, but you liking it?
I'm digging it.
Nice. So did it start off with him liking a bunch of your pictures and then eventually, and then... Like, how does it start on Instagram? Do you have to like a picture? He likes a picture. You kind of flirt that way for a second or two, and then all of a sudden it's like, let's comment on a picture and then go straight to the DMs.
Usually when it's like more of a personal Facebook or Instagram page, but since this is my work Instagram, I'm getting a lot of notifications, so I'm not really paying attention to who's liking what. So he just went in and straight up just started talking to me on the DMs.
But you got to follow him.
Yeah, I started following him. He's hot.
Mm. Oh, so it started with a comment that wasn't on the DM. It had to, right?
Well, I mean, he probably liked it, and I saw that he liked it randomly, and I started following him. And
did he just like a slew of your pictures, so all it showed up on your feed was him liking every single picture that you've posted?
Yeah, that's
a turnoff.
Yeah, that's weird when that happens.
Is that too aggressive?
It's a little bit.
I'm surprised you found him, though. If you get a lot of likes, and if he
just
didn't go
random.
that big line, like Steve said, how would you notice the guy?
It's just random. He was probably on top, right time, right place.
Did he DM you a dong pic yet?
No, he has not.
I heard that works for you, though.
When I ask for one. I have to ask for it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Don't send me them,
Welcome
please.
To that.
Send it to Steve. He wants them.
I don't care if you do or don't.
No, here goes the sausage machine, Steve.
Seriously.
Great.
I don't read anything.
You don't have to read a dong pic.
It'll just sit in my inbox forever until I finally get to it maybe in 4 years and be like, oh, cool, man. And then I respond.
So what I want to know is how long does it take for a person to go from chatting on Instagram to actually a date? Like, how long have you guys been chatting?
Couple weeks, but he lives kind of far, so from me.
So
that's why we have it.
Is he in Washington?
Yes.
Okay.
But he's like from my
south
house.
South of Seattle?
Yes. Yeah. It's maybe an hour, 2 hour drive.
Oh.
Depending on traffic.
Yeah, that's a thing.
You can meet in the middle.
Right. We're, I think, hanging out next weekend.
Oh, so you are getting together,
yeah,
finally.
Yeah, eventually, yes.
Wow. Oh. Okay. Does that, is this, does ever, I get so confused with your life because I thought there was something.
I thought
something,
there was someone, too.
Yeah, okay,
there
good.
There was, and that ended very badly.
Oh, jeez.
Is he banging another chick that you didn't know about?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, it always is that.
You know, I knew that was a thing, by the way. I knew there was something up.
Why?
Because last week, she just wasn't the Vicky that we all know.
Yeah.
And I meant to talk to her, and I forgot because I was interested in other things. But I knew there was something up.
Like Trailer Park Boys?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, for me, it's like, you know what? Two middle fingers up and just walk away.
Wow.
Let it burn.
Rub some dirt on. Well, you don't want to say that if you're talking about, like, sex and stuff. Yeah. Let it burn.
Oh, that's tough. Because I thought Vicky, you know, every once in a while, Vicky goes, this could be a guy.
Oh, yeah. Rub some dirt on it. You move on, right?
Yep, moving on.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle.
Now, it's time for Facebook Drama!
And BJ, Facebook Drama is our opportunity to point out the idiots that are on Facebook.
Idiots!
This is an actual Facebook post. The drama unfolds because of it, and of course, we're going to act it out. So this time around, playing the role of the original poster will be you, BJ. You will be Linda.
Yeah!
Vicky, you are Marie.
Yay!
I'll play the role of Tara. Rev, you will be Greg.
Sweet.
And Sarah, you will be Trevor.
Oh, hey.
All right, mm-hmm. So once again, Linda's the original poster, so BJ, please take it away.
Hashtag roll call for my ladies. I need your advice.
What you need, girly?
Let's hear it, hon.
Well, I'm a little embarrassed to ask, but I need help talking dirty to my man.
L-O-L.
Seriously, Greg, I said this is for my ladies.
Just tell him that you want to bang. Bam, dirty talk. Next problem.
Greg for the win.
I'm so bad at dirty talk, and he's told me that it's more funny than hot when I try.
Won't he seize his post?
No, no, I've hidden it from his Facebook. Seriously, it's our anniversary this weekend, and I need help.
Tell him that you're wearing a sexy nightgown and you want him to take it off with your teeth as he caresses your sexy body.
OMG.
What?
That sounds like it came out of the world's first romance novel.
Greg is right.
All right, try this. I'm so bleep right now, I can't wait to make you my bad boy. Lie back and let me give it to you.
Ooh, I like that. Thanks, Auntie.
Auntie? Dear Facebook, I didn't expect to read this today. WTF!
Again, Greg, I said this post is for my ladies!
P.S. Is your auntie single?
Greg is savage. I love it.
Greg is also horny.
Yeah, just a bit.
Horny for auntie.
Auntie. I love auntie, though. She's, you know what? She knows what's up.
She's got to be the one aunt.
Yeah.
The trouble aunt.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Gets drunk at the Christmas parties.
Yeah, that's
what I aspire to be one day.
Oh, to be the naughty drunk aunt?
Oh, yeah.
You'll be it.
I'm excited.
Rev says he's got one of these.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's the one aunt that wants to interject all of her opinions on everything.
Yeah.
Even if it is inappropriate, and it's like, I don't need that from you, Auntie.
I don't know how she was able
Auntie?
To... Anybody know the Facebook trick to be able to hide this entire thread from one person?
Oh, you could, if you put on your post, you could say, select who sees this.
Oh!
Yeah, I hide a lot of stuff from you, BJ.
Oh, damn.
I have a couple buddies that I actually don't want to unfriend, but sometimes post... I don't even know what happened since maybe they've like tripped a lot and fell on their head since the last time I knew them. But they always have like the dumbest comments that lead to arguments amongst other people. And it's just, I've had conversations with them before and they're just dense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just choose, I set it on my phone. Whenever I post something, they can't see any of the posts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says, like, you know, custom privacy.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
And you can do that post by post. Oh, yeah, dude, it's a game changer.
Custom privacy, damn.
But I have a friend that was planning a surprise birthday party for his girlfriend, and he had it so that she couldn't see any of it. And thankfully, nobody screwed him over by, like, screen capturing it or sending it to them.
That's because I wasn't on there, because, you know me, I tend to accidentally blow surprise parties.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, like, see, on here it says, it'll say friends.
Oh.
And then you can choose.
Oh, you can choose.
Select privacy. So I have, like, a set, like,
Like
there's, like, six people's names on this that are all old college buddies that I'm just done with having them comment on stuff.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. Yep. I'm going to have to check that out.
Or you can have it so it's public so anyone can see it that's not even on your friend
that
list.
That I've seen, but friends. I didn't know there was a customized thing. I didn't realize you could do that. Now I have to check that out. I know the public. I usually either do public or only me.
Yep.
That's usually what I do.
No, you have the friends accept category as well. But the one that I think is rather odd is then you can also have it so that it's only me. Like, why am I posting something just for myself?
Oh, I do that too. Just I'll save my pictures on Facebook. If I don't have time to put them like on my computer, I'll save them on Facebook and do only me. Just basically using it as a folder.
Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, there you go.
They even have specific friends where what you post only is seen by the friends that you want to see it.
Yeah.
There's lots of things you can do,
lots
DJ.
Lots of things you can do, buddy.
So if you want to learn how to talk dirty, but you don't want your wife to see it,
that's how I can do it.
That's right.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, I can even have it so it's like the family people only that are on.
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I post that I hide from my family.
Yeah, I didn't know you could do that. Mom and I, you know, knowing me though, see, I just make sure whatever I post, I don't mind who sees it. That's that. I do the filter in my own brain. I go, you know what? I'm going to make sure that nothing will get me in trouble. So that's what I want to do.
I like when someone says, "Who puts this S on Facebook?" Ew.
Yeah, people do.
Yeah, kind of thrown off by that one myself.
Yeah, people do. Yeah, I mean, again.
And what happens when he's like, wow, babe, it seems like you really got it together with this dirty talk. I wasn't even laughing. I was legit turned on. What happened? She's like, well, I put it on Facebook and my auntie.
Yeah, my auntie helped me out.
Decided to tell me what's up.
And after I got through that loser, Greg, which, by the way, if it was for her ladies only, why wouldn't she go through like that customized setting and make sure only the females could see the damn post in the first place?
Sometimes you don't really fully think things through.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I like to give an example of not fully thinking things through.
Oh, you would.
Rev, what happened to Danny this morning?
Danny did the most amazing thing I'd ever seen.
What happened with Danny?
Well, he wanted his Red Bull nice and chilled.
Which I get.
Which makes a lot of sense. But then, he put it in the freezer.
Yes, oh,
and forgot to take
it. And then
it
he
out.
Forgot about it.
Oh, Danny.
I mean, why would someone do that?
But here's the thing. This morning wasn't the first time he did it. He did it the day before, too.
Yeah, he did this yesterday
as
well.
And I made fun of him for it as well.
If only Danny had some sort of device that could, like, you know, give him an alert or something to let him know to go get his Red Bull.
Or if only we had cups and ice.
Oh, yeah, we don't have those.
No,
we don't have any of those.
Well, you know, I like it, like, super, super cold. So I put it in the freezer. This was, you know, and I was like, well, I put two of them in there, and then yesterday I just forgot to took one out, and Joe was like, well, why didn't you put the other one in the refrigerator? And I was like, that'd been a good idea. But I like my Red Bull popsicles.
Yeah.
Did
you destroy the freezer? That's the other thing. Did it blow up in the freezer?
No.
And here's the thing. He's still drinking it out of a can. He just decided to take some scissors and cut the top off of the can.
He's going
to
slice his stupid tongue.
Jeez, Danny,
you are not a smart man.
No, you're not a smart guy.
It's delicious.
Well, also, you're not smart because we have someone that works here that can bite the top of the can off for you.
Yeah.
Who's that? Tanch. That works down in the Hot 103.
Whoa, really?
That's one of his stupid human tricks is that he can bite an entire can and turn it into a cup.
What?
Oh. It's incredible. If you guys have not seen it.
Oh, Tanches, that's pretty nuts that he can do that.
Or
I think I put it on my Twitter once. I'll find it.
All right.
I mean, if you had to cut it open, wouldn't this be the point to put it in a glass?
Yeah, that's what I would think, too. Then you wouldn't risk cutting your lip at this point.
No, because this keeps it nice and cylindrical for my Red Bull popsicle.
Oh, jeez.
No.
Oh, God, help
Danny,
me.
Danny, no.
I can't talk to him anymore.
It's delicious. Honestly, I still get all the caffeine from it.
No. That's okay. At least Lily still has her mom.
True.
You know, when her dad dies of a stupid... Well, what happened? Well, he got a lip infection because he cut himself and now he's dead. Why? Because he's a Red Bull moron.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
that's what it is. Hey, congratulations, Danny. Steve, we've got genius people living on our show. We're living right here in this room working on our show.
Well, you know, stupid people attract stupid people.
Speaking of stupid people, how about this guy catches his wife having an affair when he ends up being her Uber driver?
Oh.
Wow. Your husband's an Uber driver, and you take an Uber to go get your side action. All right. What are the chances? You probably figure, what are the chances? Well, it happened. A woman in Colombia who's only been identified by her first name, Jamie, she's been cheating on her husband, Leonardo, with a guy named Jesus for over a year now.
Great. She was cheating on with Donatello or something like that.
That would be very cool.
Yeah, just for the fun of the story.
So Jamie and Jesus were together last week, and they decided to go to a motel to, you know, get some business. So they got an Uber. Uber. And when the car arrived, the driver was Jamie's husband, Leonardo. And that's how he finally found out his wife was having an affair, because she hops in the Uber with her side action.
Why didn't she use Lyft if she knows he works for Uber?
Well, she was using Lyft, if you know what I mean.
Plus, they got the pink mustache.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
And don't you think, like, yeah, if your husband worked for Uber, you wouldn't take a peek, like, oh, who's our Uber driver, and then immediately cancel it, whether it was him or her ordering it?
Yeah, you make a good point, because typically I never bother to look who's my Uber driver, but, you know.
If I'm cheating, I would definitely take a peek.
There's all sorts of stupid with this story. There really, really is all sorts of stupid. The only thing I could think of is that they were trashed, and maybe she just ordered the Uber and didn't even know what she could see. We don't know, though, if Jamie and Leonardo are going to try to work this out.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. How about this, though? Uber found out that Leonardo's friend was letting other people drive under his account, which violates their policy, so they banned him. So the thing was, oh, here's what happened. Leonardo was using a friend's account.
Oh.
That's how she didn't know. Oh, I missed that part of the story.
Well, that's
sense.
A big part of the story, BJ.
I totally missed that.
Yeah,
I was so busy judging her. That's why they didn't know that he was driving the Uber, because it was the friend's
scammer.
Picture that showed up, and Uber's like, you can't do that. You can't be driving other people's
Ubers. Wouldn't she know if her husband's doing this as an Uber thing and know who the friend is? Like, there's a lot of stupid stuff.
Well, I'd give her a pass on
Gotta
that.
Give her a pass on that.
I don't.
I mean, it's a little thumbnail.
You don't know his license plate number at a thing, right?
Well,
I don't know what my friends drive.
I'm going to be a shady bitch, I'm going to cover all my tracks.
You're a shady bitch. That's true, Vicky. You're overly.
I'm an overthinker.
You're an overthinker. You're definitely obsessive compulsive to being a shady bitch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should start a service. Like
start classes and seminars.
If you're planning on cheating, talk to Vicky. She'll keep it clean for you. You
can be Shady Bitch 101.
You can be an SBC. Shady bitch consultant.
Yep.
I love this.
Yes. But they have radio consultants. I mean, if that can make people make a career out of that, they can make a career out of this.
Oh, Vicky can make big dough, because she does overthink everything, and she'll teach you how to be a shady bitch.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure, behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.